I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. A downtown Newport development project is in doubt following fraud allegations against its developers. State and local officials met this week to try and learn more about the future of the downtown project, but as VPR's Rebecca Sinanis reports, they didn't get many more answers.
The only thing clear to Newport Mayor Paul Monette after the meeting about the empty lot downtown is...
The state is there to provide whatever resources they can to help us, and I think that's a good positive. They have the contacts for state and federal monies and grants and things like that, and I think that's key.
The Renaissance redevelopment is connected to federal fraud charges against two Northeast Kingdom developers. According to property tax and land records, the owner of the lot is GSI of Dade County in Florida, one of Ariel Quiros's companies named in the lawsuit. It is still unclear whether it's an asset frozen by the legal action. Other developers have reached out to the city of Newport with preliminary inquiries about purchasing the space. Representative Michael Marcotte, whose district includes Newport, says there is some good news.
Things are ready to be developed. The property on Main Street has been demolished, and all of the issues with lead and asbestos have been mitigated. That's ready to go, too.
Marcotte says the next steps include building a team of local and state officials to keep meeting and keep the ball rolling.
The governor said when we left, let's stay in touch with each other. Let's make sure that we're all working together on this.
What the meeting did not yield is a timeline, whether this will be cleared up in months or years. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis.